Welcome to the 155 Election Podcast. Interviews with candidates running for mayor, city council, and school board trustee in Hamilton, Ontario. Episode 111. Max Francis, you are running for city councilor in Ward 4. Welcome to the Public Records, the 155 Podcast.
Thank you for having me, Joey.
So firstly, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Firstly, I'm a father. Secondly, I'm a small business owner in this community. And thirdly, I'm a Hamilton community advocate, I would say.
Why are you running?
I have two daughters that are both growing up in this community, and I feel I'm at a point in my life where I want to make this the best place that they can grow and learn, and they want to stay. I want them to want to stay here. If we can make this city the best place it can be, then they're going to want to live here. They're going to want to work here. And selfishly, I get to keep them around.
Do you live in Ward 4, yes or no?
No.
Does it matter if one lives in the community one seeks to represent?
Absolutely, it does matter. And I do believe you should live in the ward you represent. But sometimes there are extenuating circumstances. Working in retail, COVID was really hard. So I ended up staying in a friend's basement who happened to be in Ward 3. But I'm also in the process of moving back into Ward 4, which will happen before the election.
How have you contributed to your community and our city?
For the last 25 years, I've worked with a lot of local charities. I have volunteered with a lot of local charities. I have advocated for different communities within the city. I think I've pretty much done everything I can other than marching, which I don't do, to help build the community.
What are two of your priorities for Ward 4 and two of your priorities for Hamilton as a whole?
Both of those answers are the exact same thing. Jobs and affordable housing for Ward 4 and also for the city as a whole.
What are three skills you will bring to elected office that makes you the best choice to represent Ward 4 on Hamilton's City Council?
I think I'm really great at communicating, and that's extremely important as a city councilor, being able to communicate with your fellow councilors and also communicate with everyone else. I'm very passionate about this community, which is also very important, and I'm great at networking. You have to be able to reach out to different communities, different voices, different people, and have them want to work with you.
The following preamble leads to questions regarding honesty and transparency. Let's presume you are elected. During your first few weeks, you will be briefed regarding what City Hall refers to as confidential matters. We do not know what confidential matters are presently being withheld from the citizens of Hamilton. All four councillors first elected in 2018 initially voted to support the Coots Paradise cover-up before three of the new councillors began voting against the continuing cover-up. The Municipal Act prohibits members of council from releasing information the majority declares confidential. With this in mind, what principles and advice will help you determine what information should be confidential and what information should be made public?
First off, I 100% believe in being open and transparent. That's a tough question because without knowing what the info is, you can't speak on whether you would release it or not. I feel like maybe there's a reason that everything happened the way it did. I'm not saying it's the right reason, but they definitely had some reason. And there are a lot of people on council that have gone on to other levels of government that may not be being held accountable the way the people are that are still on council. So I would love to see what's there, and then I can make an educated decision from that point on.
The Red Hill Inquiry will issue its report early in the next term of council. The revelations regarding how City Hall ignored problems on the expressway and the toxic culture at City Hall which silenced good people are shocking. How do you plan to review and consider the final inquiry report when the commission releases its findings and recommendations?
I thought a lot about this, and I would definitely like to read that cover to cover, do my own comprehensive review of it, and then from that point on, figure out what the best course of action moving forward. That doesn't really answer your question. I would say that my answer to that question would be, if there's anyone that needs to be held responsible, we're going to hold them responsible for what happened.
The construction of the B-Line LRT will begin during this term of council. It will be the largest construction project in Hamilton's recent history. How do you plan to respond to construction challenges and opportunities?
I'm looking forward to such a large-scale project and what it will mean for Ward 4. Challenges are only opportunities that we haven't capitalized on yet. It sounds like a cliche, but it's so true. I think this project, if done right, it's going to benefit so many people in so many ways. It's just a matter of finding those opportunities and capitalizing on them, using this project and this opportunity to do as much good as we can for the community.
Before we turn to land use planning, let's have a lighter question. What is something interesting or unique within Ward 4 that you believe the rest of Hamilton should know about?
I don't actually play golf, but Kings Forest Golf Course is a municipally owned course, and it's rated a top 100 golf course in all of Canada. I think that's a pretty cool thing.
City Council decides land use planning and zoning. It decides where housing and businesses are located and the types of housing and businesses which are permitted in locations. There are three questions on this topic. The City of Hamilton is updating its outdated residential zoning bylaws. There are parts of Ward 4 which remain under the 1952 former City of Hamilton residential zoning bylaw. What is your vision for residential zoning in Ward 4?
I'm in favor of intensification as long as it's done appropriately. We definitely need more dwellings, but dwellings that are affordable. We can't just build houses that no one can afford to live in or rental units that no one can afford to rent.
There are active planning applications within Ward 4 with differing views regarding if they represent appropriate intensification or not. Secondary dwelling units and the proposed redevelopment of the Delta Secondary School site are two examples of this. How will you balance the need to approve new housing, including rental housing such as secondary dwelling units, while responding to concerns regarding development?
I've actually encountered this question at the doors as we've been canvassing. All concerns of the residents of Ward 4 are definitely paramount. That being said, we have to find a balance between construction and appeasement. Obviously, you can't make everyone happy, so we have to find that balance.
There are four LRT stops planned within Ward 4. The provincial policy statement, Ontario's de facto planning law, defines the 500-meter surrounding LRT stations as major transit station areas. In short, this is where density will be built. What is your vision for the major transit areas, and how will you implement that vision?
With four stops, that gives us four hubs that can be built out to maximize potential benefits to the residents. We need commercial, we need mixed use, and we need residential. So I'm looking forward to seeing how far we can push that envelope to get the maximum benefit for everyone involved.
Road safety is a significant issue across Hamilton, including in Ward 4. What is your overall plan to address road safety? Please provide three detailed specifics of your plan.
All right. My three-part plan for road safety would be education campaign. You have to make sure people know, people are aware, and you remind people. Signage, billboards. We have to constantly remind people of just being safe, about slowing down, about speed limits, and then road paint and road signage. It's simple things, but I feel like the simple things are what people are going to pay attention to.
Turning to governance and expertise, let's use the idea that it takes 10,000 hours to master a skill or trade and apply it to being a municipal councillor. One person cannot be an expert in all matters which come before council for decision. How will you gain the necessary learning to be able to make informed decisions? What reading will you do? What professional development will you look for? And what types of people will you seek advice from?
I'll be the first to admit that I don't know what I don't know, but this community is literally a think tank of big brains. There are experts in every field, and I look forward to encountering and seeking them out and picking their brains.
What are two changes you will propose to improve city services?
One of the major things as a small business owner, I'm looking forward to cutting red tape for small businesses. We have to find ways to make sure that small businesses can grow and thrive and stay healthy because they're the hub of every community. We need more citywide waste receptacles and more frequent emptying of those citywide waste receptacles. We can't have garbage falling all over the place.
What are two changes you will propose to improve quality of life in Hamilton?
Two of the changes that I'd like to see is we have to build, revitalize, and maintain our green spaces. Let's prioritize community gardens. Let's work to get road safety to a point we can be proud of.
It's 2026. The Public Record is writing a review of the four-year council term that is just ending. What three words do you hope we will use to describe your term on council? And what three words do you hope will describe council as a whole?
My three words would be accountability, collaboration, and leadership. And then for council as a whole, I want to see integrity, innovation, and transparency.
Thank you. That's the end of the prepared questions you were sent in advance. Do you have any closing remarks you wish to share?
I think that there are 11 great candidates running in Ward 4, and I think out of those 11, anyone that wins definitely deserved it. So just do your research, listen to what every candidate has to say, and yeah, look forward to seeing everyone October 24th at the ballot box.
And how do people find out more about you and follow you on, say, social media?
Oh, I'm super easy to find. You Google Max Francis and all of my socials will come up. Just remember the name, Max Francis.
This has been episode 111 of the Public Records, the 155 podcast. Thank you to the Hamilton Public Library for the use of their makerspaces to record these podcasts. Thank you to the readers and listeners of the Public Record for your support. You can visit thepublicrecord.ca to get more City Hall coverage, sign up for my City Hall newsletter, and become a member of the press club to keep me covering Hamilton City Hall. Thank you.